Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. No Brady Quinn, but coming up on this Thursday edition, we are going to get into the latest fiasco involving the Washington Commanders and what happens next. We're also going to talk about a rumor involving Baker Mayfield. Could he be on his way to the NFC? We're going to take a look back at Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Some controversy, but somebody called a bunch of shots in that game. We've got Albert Breer who's going to stop by. Got another edition of In Case You Missed It, and it's the scraps. It's all yours coming up on a Thursday of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You know, somebody in the world of sports really earned their big fat paycheck yesterday. We will get into all that for you coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. No Brady Quinn. He is out today, but the two of us are going to carry you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. You can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are. We appreciate you making us part of your Thursday morning. What's happening, Sticks?
It's the word, man.
Just hanging out.
Let's have a show.
Yeah, let's have a damn show. Is
Q partying with the Avs right now? Is he partying with the broski?
We have got plenty on Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Final.
You're the one that corrected everyone.
Yeah, I know. That's it. Well, we'll clean that up in post-production.
Right. The final.
The Stanley Cup Final coming up because somebody should be really, really proud of their effort. Really proud of their effort. So we will have that for you here later this hour. You know, Roger Goodell makes a lot of money. Makes a ton of money. And last I checked, it was like in the $40 to $50 million a year range
that
or something
is
like that.
Tremendously, amazingly successful.
Yeah, like it was something in the ballpark there. He makes like a lot more than us.
Okay. Speak for yourself.
Well, and that is a good point. That is a very fair point.
Yeah, you just got to stay low sometimes.
Yeah,
that's, you know?
I hear you. It's like that bat.
That's right. He's dead low.
Yeah. Get a shovel. Roger Goodell, he really earned whatever paycheck he had yesterday coming to him because he sat and was absolutely obliterated via Zoom by the U.S. By the House Oversight Committee over the handling of the Washington Commandos / football team / team's name you can't say anymore, but team you played for, LeVar. So here was a little bit of Roger Goodell getting lit up with questions yesterday. This was from Wednesday. Roger via Zoom.
In your view, is Dan Snyder's behavior in the workplace culture he created and fostered one of the worst and most toxic you've seen in your time as commissioner and your decades of service with the NFL?
I have not seen a workplace in the NFL that is anywhere near what we saw in the context of that period of time for the Washington Commanders.
Do you have the authority to recommend that Dan Snyder be removed as a team owner?
Okay,
you can recommend that.
The gentlelady's time has expired. Your time has expired. You may answer a question. Should Dan Snyder be removed?
I think I'm good.
Remove him. Will you remove him?
I don't have the authority to remove him.
If the NFL is unwilling or unable to hold Mr. Snyder accountable, then I am prepared to do so. That is why I am announcing now my intent to issue a subpoena for the testimony of Mr. Snyder for a deposition next week.
So there it is, a little bit of the highlights from Roger. I don't know. Listen, I don't know if Roger Goodell's a drinker. Something tells me he had a nice stiff cocktail after that one was done
with. Something tells me he went and laid down in his bed and curled up because Pandora's box could get opened by all of this.
Man.
And you got to believe that if it does, there's going to be a lot of curling up and in the fetal position under your blanket if you're Roger Goodell.
That was this is part of his job, right? He's got to take the bullets, so to speak, for the owners and for league issues like this. And so he's, if people wonder, why does he make so much money? Well, it's because of things like that. Like, he got destroyed. They were all over him like locusts, and they couldn't, they were just peppering him with stuff that they wanted to ask him. And Dan Snyder not showing up didn't make his job that much easier. And so here we are, your former team there, LeVar, the Washington Commandos, back in the news.
Put things in a little bit more perspective if you pay attention to how things play out within the league. So you're talking about the setup in the scenario, very amazing. That setup in that scenario of him not being, he has to say very clearly out loud that I do not have the authority to remove Dan Snyder from the team. So for them to ask him that, are they asking them that to have him respond to that on public record? Or are they, and they already know, or are they asking him that because they truly aren't aware of the fact that basically Roger Goodell has no autonomy to do anything of the sort with his bosses? Like, let's keep it in the proper context. How is Roger Goodell going to remove his boss from his position of the franchise that he owns? That's basically, in essence, what they asked him.
Yeah.
Now, as it applies to Dan, again, it comes back to, and if I'm making it about myself for 2 seconds, which I'm sure everybody out there that says I make it about myself all the time,
by the way,
I
want to make this clear. We know the fine system in place. Every time you lay into the Washington Commandos and your time there, all fines will be are not counted today.
It's fine. I mean, it's not about me, you know, complaining and going on a rant about how much they suck. You know, it's really more so I've always made it a point where I identify Dan Snyder as not a good person. And I was there and I was close enough to him and I was close enough. Well, obviously, I was an employee there for long enough. At one point in time, a high enough on the totem pole or low enough, it's whichever, wherever you fall on that, where I got an opportunity to understand it from a different level, a different perspective. And I said it was an environment that was a toxic environment that was not conducive to success. Now, I'm talking about football. I'm talking about how things are handled from the top, ultimately poisoned how things were handled all the way down to the field. But now you're getting into a place, if you're Daniel Snyder and you're the Washington Commandos, where the idea of the things that have taken place there go beyond football. You're now talking about, you know, settlements and different things that are taking place that are totally out of pocket, inappropriate, and shouldn't be a part of the National Football League. And the brand that the National Football League has built is continuing to try to build, and the market that they advertise to. It's a family show. Football is a family show. If the owners of the franchises aren't exhibiting the type of, and I love to say this because this is used with athletes all the time, all right? If their behavior, if they're not exhibiting the proper behavior and handling things the right way with their behavior, then I would think that the penalties against ownership should be way more extreme and way more intense so that you can avoid these moments based off of accountability.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have everybody abiding by that level of accountability that's in place, then eventually something like this happens, something like this comes out, and my reference to Pandora's box, does this lead to other people attacking other people in different states, different cities? Yeah. Are you attacking an owner here? Or is this owner coming under attack? Is this owner coming under attack? Like, man, that happened to me. You know, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen, but what I'm saying is if you don't create a standard and a level where the penalties are harsher for the people that are in charge, you're putting that business in harm's way for the sake of one person's actions being maybe the catalyst to derailing what you've built.
Man, I think what a lot of people have an issue with is when a player gets in trouble, you can suspend him for games. We can see the punishment. He's missing games. When an owner gets in trouble, I mean, you know, outside of losing the team, what happens? Well, they'll lose some draft picks. It's just a draft pick.
You could take it a step further, Jonas. You can lose that player, right? Like, depending on the behavior of that player can end up, like, Kaepernick takes a knee, he's never played in the NFL ever again, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you can actually take something that could be considered to be a nuisance to what's going on, and I said it on the show yesterday, that becomes, you know, players are expendable commodities. They are depreciating assets, right? Just like a car coming off of the lot, every single down a football player plays, their value continues to go down. It continues to depreciate. So the idea of it is that you could get rid of a player. A player misbehaves. If things go too crazy with Deshaun Watson, you know what they're going to do? Get rid of him.
Yeah.
But you don't have that autonomy to do that
exactly.
With an owner.
And I think that's part of the problem with trying to, you know, turn this into an apples to apples. Why does Deshaun get suspended this game, but these owners, as we've talked about, nothing happens to them? Well, it's like
they're the owners.
Okay, if they get fined $2 million or $10 million, I mean, we think about how much money they make. That's a significant amount of money for almost anybody. But because we go, well, you know, they've got it, so big deal. It's a slap on the wrist. My big thing is, now what? So Roger Goodell gets grilled. They say they're going to subpoena Dan Snyder. And then what's going to happen? Because, I mean, everybody's chiming in. You've got, you know, John Gruden's lawyer chimed in and said, well, this is clear evidence that the NFL picks and chooses when they want to do this. This is clear. It's just, I'm at a point to where I'll believe it when I see it. Like, I will believe that Dan Snyder will be removed as owner of the Washington Commandos when I see it. Because if you haven't gotten enough evidence yet, or haven't seen enough, or heard enough, and you've just scratched the surface with some of the stories that you've witnessed being there in Washington on the air, if that's not enough, I mean, what are we doing this for? Like what's the point? Like, the ultimate goal from a lot of people, I think, is to get him out of here. And if what you've seen or witnessed or what we've heard about hasn't gotten that done yet, then I just don't know if it's ever going to happen.
And this is government. This is like, you're nationally ranked. You're nationally recognized. So I don't know that you want to play this game. You know, I don't know that this is if it means figuring out a way to get Dan Snyder out even if that means Dan Snyder is going to have things to say. Like, Dan Snyder could very easily be that type of guy that says, if I'm rolling out, I'm going to blow this bitch up on my way out.
100%.
He's very much that type of guy.
100%. So, you go, we go.
So you got to believe Roger Goodell is in like weird space where it's like he's looking at the owners. The owners are looking at him like, you better handle this ass. But now he's looking at the government, and the government's looking at him, and he's like, they're like, you better handle this ass.
And listen, we've talked about this. Dan Snyder must have something, or at least something on enough people to where they know if he goes, a lot of people are going down with him. Like, it's like that. That there has to be an element of that, and maybe there's some work behind the scenes to try and cover up some of this stuff or put out these fires before they make the decision to get rid of him. But he has got to have some level of knowledge on people around the league.
I mean, are owners' meetings really about owners' meetings?
Oh my God!
Are the Super Bowls really about the Super Bowls? Wait, let's go a little step further. Are the football games really what is the business of the National Football League? Like, these are all questions and different things that could possibly come up in situations and scenarios like this.
Yeah,
and it's a very, very slippery slope. And it's a very, very dangerous place for the NFL to be in, because the NFL has established itself as America's new pastime. It is the most popular sport by far. And you're now in a place where if something like this were to come out and all the information about the National Football League were to come out, is it strong enough to actually does the league slide back? Do they take tremendous steps back based upon the reputation hit that would come about in terms of what they've painted as a picture of what they are to their viewing audience, to their fan base?
I'll call my shot right now. If Dan Snyder is forced to sell the team, he will not be the only one that goes in the NFL. Somebody else is going to go with him. Like, I find it hard to believe.
Is it Vegas?
It's just going to be cut and dry.
Is it Vegas?
I mean, Vegas or...
They've popped up.
Goodell or... Listen, Jerry Jones and Snyder had a relationship.
If an owner has to go... And Goodell is in the mix. He's definitely on the clock.
Yeah.
He's definitely on his way out. He's definitely on his way out. But I don't know that that's Roger Goodell's fault. I don't think that's his fault, but he's definitely – there has to be a fall guy. There has to be a fall guy for all of this.
Yeah. It's two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. It's LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. We're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We've got In Case You Missed It. We've also got Albert Breer is going to stop by. He'll have the very latest on all of this and what happens with a potential punishment on Deshaun Watson. We're going to have the scraps. A little bit of grab ass here on a Thursday morning here on FSR. Coming up next, though, we are going to get into just how great one player in the NFL actually is. It's yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. And you know O'Reilly Auto Parts? You know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up in a little over 20 minutes from now, we've got some stuff in the world of sports. One story in particular that I think LeVar is going to be really bothered by, but we will have that conversation with you in another edition of In Case You Missed It later on this hour. Before we get to this discussion about how great somebody was, want to let you know that we are brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. The six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Before we get to that, I do want to mention Tony Siragusa passing away.
I definitely wanted to make sure we touched on that.
Yeah. What a good dude. He was a guest here several times at Fox Sports Radio, obviously being a member of the Fox family for years. Mm-hmm. And when I was producing, like, you know, he would come on, he would be doing TV shows or he would be promoting something. But then I think he also did a lot of hits because he was one of the reporters on the field. And so he would call, like, you know, before or after games. We would try and schedule it because Sundays here during football season are crazy. Always a good dude.
Always been a good dude.
Always a cool guy. And you can tell a lot about somebody and how they treat the people who can't do anything for them. And there's a lot of guests, being a producer, who were just not real nice guys to us, you know, behind the scenes, people. Drew Brees. But again, that's not, we're not trying to hear to bury anybody, but Tony Siragusa was always cool to people behind the scenes, and I've heard nothing but good things about the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's, Pittsburgh guy. And University of Pittsburgh, you grow up knowing who the Goose is. You know, my rookie year, that's one of the greatest defenses of all time. Some would say maybe arguably the greatest defense of all time, that 2000 Baltimore Ravens defense. If you don't have him and Sam Adams in the center of that defense, you don't have one of the greatest defenses of all time. So, you know, outside of the game of football, I didn't know him very well, but the few times that I had interactions with him, like you said, was always just a good dude, just a dude that you walked away from, like, you felt like you've known him your entire life. You felt like whether he was going to call you or not, whether you were going to call him or not, whether you guys were really going to hang out or not, you felt like you guys were going to keep in touch.
Yeah.
You know, he's like one of them type of dudes, just real good dude. And, you know, 55 years old, that's sad, man. I know there's another young fella that passed away, 25 years old.
Jalen Ferguson.
Yeah, for the Baltimore Ravens, yeah, as well. That's
tough day for Baltimore.
Also very, very sad. There's just always constant reminders that you just got to always love the people that you love and don't take for granted that they're going to be there in the next moment. You know, if you get the, you know, inclination to just stop by, text message, call the people that you love, let them know you love them, because life is fragile. Life is a puff of air. It comes and it goes. And yeah, that's sad, man. 55 years old. I mean, that's not old at all. I mean, we always talk about the guys that are heavier guys in the league. You know, they got to fight through those weight oriented, you know, health issues, and you know, it's always something that we're aware of as yeah, football players, especially with the type of, you know, contact that we make, you know, the abuse that you put your body through. You're aware of the fact that, you know, things could, you know, end earlier than usual, but you never like to see it. You know, you never like to feel the way you feel when you read stuff like that. Sometimes he's a recognizable face, so when you see his face, you know, you see guys that you recognize so well, they pass away. It's like kind of like it's a blower and it's a shocker all at the same time.
You know, I always remember him, he would be doing the games and he'd be behind the goalpost. Mm-hmm. And it was like, if you see a sideline reporter, like, they're on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Goose was like, nah, I'm good over here.
I'm gonna do my own thing.
Yeah. I'm good over here. I was brutally, like, if it was really hot, he would describe exactly how hot it was. Like, he was, I always thought he was fantastic. And so, you know, thoughts and prayers, obviously, to the family of Tony Siragusa, 55 years old, Super Bowl champ, great career on and off the field. Obviously, we're thinking about everybody affected by it, close to Tony Siragusa. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Now, yesterday on the show, we were trying to have a discussion about the greatness of Rob Gronkowski, who retired, reportedly, allegedly is retiring, announced it, but some speculation, maybe there wasn't, you know, the money wasn't right from Tampa, which is why he decided to walk away. So you said Shannon Sharp is the greatest tight end in your mind.
In my opinion.
Okay. How far down the list do you go before you get to Gronk? Because Tony Gonzalez is there. Yeah. Jason Witten's got the numbers as far as catches go, but I don't think anybody looks at Jason Witten the same they look at Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah. How far do you go down the list? I think it's a good question. Tight end is such a difficult – that's kind of at times a difficult position to rate, because there's so many different things that a tight end has to do. A tight end has to be a lineman in one aspect, but a tight end also has to be a receiver in another, which, if you understand what that means, that's kind of ridiculous to think that. How are you supposed to be able to do what a lineman does, but also be able to do, like, that's like saying, I know I can do what Trent Williams does, but I also can do what Tariq Hill does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's just difficult to try to put, because Gronkowski would probably be considered a better blocker than all of those guys.
Yeah.
And so then there's that aspect of it. But then you're talking about receiver, like receiving, and how you get out into your routes, do certain things, read progressions. That's Shannon Sharp all day. And then that's Tony Gonzalez. That's like a 1A in my book.
Yeah.
once you go from there, it's kind of like, you know, is it, I would put Rob Gronkowski ahead of Jason Witten just because I think that he was a critical, and when I say a critical piece, he was a critical piece to some of those offenses that Tom Brady led and went to the Super Bowl and won, even in this last Super Bowl.
And look, there was a lot of guys who left. Deion Branch left. Randy Moss left. Like key players in that offense. Danny Amendola came and went. Chris Hogan came and went. Yep. The constant was Gronk. Like he was the constant
the other
option.
Hernandez
there.
Came and went.
Yeah,
and at one
did.
Point, and look at one point, it could have gone either way.
Yeah,
it could have gone either way as to who was the better tight end. Because, you know, Hernandez was arguably probably a better route runner than what Gronkowski was.
And got paid. I mean, there's a reason Aaron Hernandez got a contract extension by the Patriots, because they recognized how good he was, you know, and then Rob Gronkowski came into the league. He had the back issues. He dealt with injuries in his career. But, like, just from a number standpoint, I don't think, like, catches tell the story on Gronkowski. Zach Ertz has more career catches than Gronkowski. Mm. Man, in playoff games, Gronk was fantastic. He's got the Super Bowls. You watched him. Like, one of the talks about Calvin Johnson, whose numbers, like, you look at in comparison to some other wide receivers, and they're not as great, but it's like, yeah, but you watched him, and you couldn't take your eyes off the screen. It's like, okay, that's different.
Definitely a difference maker.
When Gronk got the football in the open in his prime, totally healthy, like, you couldn't take your eyes off the screen. He was fantastic. So I do think he's going to be one of these guys that is a first ballot Hall of Famer, if this is it.
Which is crazy for a tight end's position.
Oh, yeah. I mean, unbelievable. But I think he's done so much and done it on big stages that I think it's a no-doubter that he's going to be a first ballot guy.
I agree with you. He's got the resume. He's got, you know, he's got the Super Bowls. He's got the Pro Bowls. He's got the All Pros. So I wouldn't disagree with that. I just wouldn't put him in probably the top three of tight ends of all time.
Yeah.
I think he's the most – I can't even say he's the most polarizing, because Shannon Sharpe was one of the most polarizing figures as a player as well. But it's close. Now, that one would be between Gronkowski and Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah.
But I think, like, when you talk about, as you mentioned, when you talk about Shannon Sharpe and Tony Gonzalez, those two, I believe, are in a class of their own. I think Jason Witten would come after that. There have been some fine tight ends, but you got to think the idea of what a tight end was supposed to be. The tight end became important to be able to block Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
And as that evolved, and now you got Derek Thomas is coming in, you know, you have guys that are rushing the passer from the linebacker's position. They're overloading offenses, and the tight end and the fullback now took on different roles, especially tight ends. And so you're looking for the tight end to be an extra lineman. You're not looking for the tight end to be a pass receiving tight end. That has since evolved. From the days, I mean, you're talking about Shannon Sharpe was in the league while Lawrence Taylor was in the league, yeah. Right? So you're talking about things were changing vastly from the time that Shannon Sharpe was in the league and playing. That was unheard of, to see a tight end as small as Shannon Sharpe being a tight end.
The one that's going to be interesting after his career is over is Travis Kelce. The comp between Kelce and Gronkowski, because Kelce's already got, you know, more catches, but he's got, I think, a few more years left in the tank.
A very different league.
Yeah.
Like, the league was in a different place when Gronkowski was in the younger years of his career. The NFL is literally now a pass-first league. That's never been a mentality that anyone of these coaches in the past would have subscribed to. Play defense, run the ball, and wait for your opponent to make a mistake. That's always been really the approach, which is interesting, because quarterbacks were still the most important piece in terms of the most important player on the field. But make no mistake about it, they'll tell you the best offense is an offense that can run the ball. That's not how it is now. So a guy like Travis Kelce or the other guy What's
Darren
the,
Waller and
no,
Vegas.
You got Waller and Waller's good, but yeah. There's the other one. It's Kelsey and the one in San Francisco.
Oh,
Kittle. Thank you,
yeah.
Kittle. It's just there. It's different. The H back actually turned into the tight end as well. So you basically put that together. The H back and the tight end, which a H back was kind of like a fullback, but now that is kind of running together, like together. And so, and receiver, like if you're an oversized receiver, like we talked about Claypool, like,
yeah.
It's not offensive anymore to be considered a tight end. Only thing is that if you're considered a tight end, you might not get paid like a receiver.
Yeah.
And there's always that conversation as well.
All right, it's coming up next. Something that you thought you had ownership of, something that you thought you could say freely and could be a part of your vocabulary. Apparently, things have changed according to one member of the sports community. We'll have the latest on that for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up top of next hour, about 15 minutes from now, we have got an update on one of the biggest stories of the NFL offseason. So we'll have that for you here on FSR. I want to let you know we are brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you, in case you missed it.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
DeLapp.
Guys.
Vampire killer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Slayer.
Blade, baby.
Blade.
All right, you guys, in case you missed this, The Ohio State University successfully registered trademark on the commonly used English word, the. School received a trademark on the word, the. The approval comes up more than 3 years after its first attempt failed.
So so does that mean like nobody else can use it now? I mean, this is I'm so glad Albert Breer is going to be on later because I want him to justify the ego that comes with this. I mean,
it's just smart, though. It's just good business.
Come on, man.
It's just good business, man. They are the Ohio State. But, I mean, I would think that you should only be able to trademark the Ohio State because you have to be very specific with your trademark. Like how it's being used.
All right. So it says that the school can use the on clothing, namely T-shirts, baseball caps, and hats, and the foregoing being promoted, distributed, and sold through channels, blah, 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 blah.
But see, it should only be the Ohio State. It shouldn't be just the.
You know,
so whoever negotiated that and pulled that off, kudos to them.
Yeah. That's well. Look, I mean, so now you know what's going to happen. This you're going to see at the next if you go to a Penn State Ohio State game, you're going to see a bunch of these walking around.
Yeah.
So that means you guys need to get on top of We Are.
Well, we already own We Are.
You do? You have the trademark.
We
on
own
that?
We Are, and we also own Linebacker U, which is the most important to me.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, you do know what the Buckeyes mascot is.
Yeah, isn't it like a plant?
It's a Buckeye. It's a nut. You know what I mean? So it's kind of fitting that the Ohio State Buckeyes are these Buckeyes.
Yeah. Are you gonna say that to Albert? Why not?
Why not?
Let's stir up a little Penn State Ohio State.
Oh, Buckeyes.
What else?
Otherwise
you got,
known as, you know. Yeah.
You guys, in case you missed it, we've talked about the Nets and Kyrie Irving at an impasse with his contract negotiations. Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that this is leading to an awkward situation where Kevin Durant could be wanting a trade if Kyrie Irving is out.
Well, at least the Nets whole thing, that build worked. At least that stuff has worked out.
Oh, man.
What a disaster. Kyrie Irving's a great player. I don't know who the hell would want anything to do with him at this point. I mean, I know Laker fans have thrown it out that, what about Kyrie coming to L.A.? You know how it's going to end. There's going to be some issue at some point during the season. It happens all the time, whether it's, and I don't care about the vaccines. I couldn't care less. But that's just an example of there's always something that seems to come up with him. Always. Every place he goes, sooner or later, somebody's going to figure this out. But he's such an immense talent that he continues to get paid in opportunities, because when he's on and totally focused, he's one of the best talents on the planet. Like, there's a lot of people that think he's one of the best ball handlers in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
So, yep. I don't know, man. Figure that out, Brooklyn. What else, Lee?
Boy, Bradley Beal's opted out, too.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see where he goes.
He'll be in demand. That's a guy who can shoot.
He's a guy.
He can score. There's going to be a lot of people interested in Bradley Beal.
Guys, last night, in case you missed it, the Westminster Kennel Club dog show came to an end on FS1, with Trumpet the Bloodhound winning. In second place was the French Bulldog Winston, co-owned by NFL, Chargers defensive lineman Morgan Fox.
So dogs have co-owners now?
Is it
like horses?
Absolutely.
Really?
You know how big business is to sell an award-winning, a ribbon-winning dog? Whoa. Bro, you're talking not having a ribbon, you could sell these dogs for like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. When you start getting into ribbon award winners, you're talking about probably upwards of $9,000 and beyond to get some of these puppies.
I mean, to watch him run around on like the three cone drill and on a unicycle, like I just don't get, like, what's the...
Some people really, really value, you know, you have the pound, save a dog people, and then you have the people who are, I want a purebred, like, award-winning, ribbon-wearing dog.
Yeah. We don't need no cats.
Yeah, need more dogs.
We need more dogs.
Like, what's the most number of dogs you've owned at one time?
Six.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting because the Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
I mean, you read my mind. I mean, I know we haven't been doing the show forever, but I mean, me and Brady did a Batman deal at the same time yesterday.
I felt so left out.
We just did that. So now you don't have to feel left out.
That was more impressive.
That was pretty fire. I gotta admit, that was pretty fire.
But would you ever want to co-own a dog? My dog is no longer with us. If somebody said, yeah, you can have him, but you got to be a co-owner, I'd be like, kiss my ass. I want at least 51% of the dog.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, whatever that percentage is, when you're selling that dog, like a dog's reproduction deal could generate you residuals of like it's in the six figures.
What do you mean by reproduction deal?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Stud fees. Puppies sold, you know, stuff like that. I'm looking at a dog right now that I want to get.
What kind of dog?
I'm not going to say. But it's like
why
it's
not?
A $6,000 dog. $6,000.
$6,000 for a dog?
Yeah.
I mean, just
I'm looking at I'm looking at them right now. I'm looking at them. So
why don't you just wrangle up one of these coyotes on the streets?
I mean,
in Southern California.
For $6,000, I'll be the dog. I'll go down on all fours.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.